Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We continue our coverage and our feedback on the deal, this US-Iranian deal. Not sure if it's an Israel deal. Certainly Israel wasn't party to it, but somehow seems to feel obligated. Joining us this morning is Bernard Mutler, founder of Bernie News Network. Bernard, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Your reaction to this deal?
Shocked, but not surprised. We had been hearing a lot of information leading up to it about what the deal is going to look like. We've obviously heard both sides, what the Iranians expect, what the United States expects. But overall, I think that the reaction here in Israel is a stab in the back, that the U.S. is casting aside its greatest ally.
Tell me about Netanyahu, because I would think that this puts him in a very, very difficult position as far as image is concerned. He trades on, and his chance of success would have come from the fact that he's a strong leader, and he is the leader strong enough to assist Israel through these wars. Given this agreement, can he maintain that image of strength?
Well, Israel is not a party to the agreement. They weren't negotiated with. They were barely spoken to. And based on our conversations with sources within the Israeli government and army, they were left out of the loop for a majority of details, which they only found out through media. So I think his position of maintaining his power, that is the prime minister, is by making it clear that if Israel is not consulted and Israel is going to be forced into things, then Israel is not part of the deal. And we had just heard information right before I joined you that the prime minister told Netanyahu that the prime minister told Donald Trump himself that Israel does not consider itself bound by the Lebanon clause of the agreement with Iran, and that Israel will not withdraw from Lebanon.
Do you think that was a real expectation of Trump? You know, I always find it, and I just want to give a bit more context to the point is, I'm always I never know what's real or not real. I never know if this outrage or these statements by Trump are real or choreographed. Following that, because we've seen this so many times now during this particular conflict, following that, do you think that Trump really expects Israel to almost hand Lebanon back to Hezbollah?
I really don't know. I think everyone I've spoken to, even in the highest forms of Israeli and U.S. government, have all said that the final decisions and the final actions rest with the president, and he knows what's going on, and he will tell us in due time. So I think it's very hard to judge whether this is just some elaborate ruse or maybe it's legitimate and he does expect these things. If you look at what was signed, he's giving Iran back to the Islamic Republic and the extremists. So, you know, part of me does believe that he could almost expect to hand over Lebanon back to Hezbollah. He's not only stabbing us in the back through it, but also the Lebanese have been negotiating now with the U.S. and have seen a path forward and, you know, had these commitments by the U.S. that they will be able to regain control. And now what they're being told, that southern Lebanon will be given back to Hezbollah. It's very hard to tell, but it's a very difficult position now. And Israel needs to decide, do we move forward alone or not?
Is there any way that this deal can be considered a success for the United States and for Donald Trump, never mind Israel?
It depends on who we're speaking to in terms of metrics of success. If we're talking about the normal everyday American, their success metric will be if they can purchase cheaper gas
Yes,
at the fuel
but they
tank.
were in that position before the war. So if you have to look at achievement from the war, has America achieved anything by going to war? They were in that position. The price was the price before the war started. Getting back to normal is just stopping the war. I'm wondering what the United States can show really with regard to success.
Real tangible achievements are going to be difficult. The main ones will be if they can actually show that the IRGC is weakened. And I think the ultimate one is if they walk out of Iran with the nuclear material, and if they're actually able to do that. And as the president said, it's a long ways away. He is not in any rush to do that. So it's going to be very difficult to show a real tangible achievement.
You know, if we look at what's happened with regard to the agreement in Gaza and the next steps, which was the disarming of Hamas and the removal of Hamas, none of that has happened. These long negotiations to phase two are very, I think, unlikely to yield results.
Yeah, it's incredibly difficult. And you're dealing with a regime that's incredibly unstable, that's also fractured in a billion pieces. The hardliner factions within the Iranian government want to be out of this deal as quickly as they can. And they were ready to attack Israel yesterday. And look, even today, Home Front Command hasn't lifted its restrictions. So Israel could still be expecting something. But regardless, Iran, you're dealing with an Iran that is a different person all the time, and they can go ahead and break the deal tomorrow if they want to.
Absolutely, absolutely fascinating. What chance do you give this deal of still being signed finally on Friday? Do you think it will be?
I'm really unsure of it. I give it like a 50 or 40% chance. If Israel continues its operations in Lebanon, and if we even see a strike in Beirut, which yesterday we had some intense rocket attacks here from the north that would justify attacks on Beirut, then Iran will walk away. Like I said, they're looking for every opportunity. So if that happens, then there won't be any signing, and I'm sure the president will be quick to try and make more deals and give them more things that they want, like money or reopening the strait further or allowing them to set a
Absolutely.
toll. But I'm not sure if it'll be successful.
Yep, I think I feel the same ambivalence to the to this situation, Bernard Moodler. Thank you as always. Follow BNN Bernard News, Bernie News Network, because I can tell you that is the quickest, most reliable information that I have seen coming out of Israel.